It's Friday, July 30th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. Despite rising cases of COVID in the unvaccinated, it can be very tough to persuade the vaccine hesitant. It can be even tougher to talk to friends and family. Experts say the first step is to listen closer. You have to understand their reasons for refusing the shot before trying to convince them. It's also important to focus on your relationship and de-escalate if things get heated. Derek Hawkins, reporter at the Washington Post, joins us for how to talk to vaccine hesitant friends and family. Thanks for joining us, Derek.
Thanks for having me.
There's been a lot of talk about vaccines lately, obviously, because of the Delta variant, how it's raging throughout the United States, mostly in the unvaccinated population. The largest numbers of these cases that we're getting right now are in the unvaccinated. And, it's been a tough sell for a lot of people. People have been very hesitant to get the vaccine. Experts say consult your family, consult your doctors, and make that decision. But, you know, if you're somebody who has gotten the vaccine and you want to continue to persuade, you know, family members, friends that have not gotten it yet, it's tough. It's tough to talk to them. It's tough to bring the subject up. And really what you need to do is you got to be a really good listener about it, refine that message that you want to get across to them, and be very, very patient with them and what they want to do. So, Derek, you wrote an article, you talked to some experts about how to talk to your friends and family about getting the shot.
That's right. I talked to some, it's something that had been on my mind because I'm in a position just like millions of people around the country where I have relatives who are holding out, you know, don't want to get vaccinated for one reason or another. And, we've seen a lot of it. The threat from the Delta variant, as you said, is bad or worse than it's ever been. The case rates among the unvaccinated are, if you can believe it, as high as they were during the peak in January. So it really is becoming kind of a pandemic among the unvaccinated, as the Biden administration is calling it. And so I asked some behavioral scientists, some marketers who've studied this stuff, some psychologists, at this point, you know, what the best ways, what the best kind of tools we have for approaching people who are hesitant to get the vaccine. And it was really interesting what they said. You know, for starters, I think it's important to keep in mind why we're approaching these friends and relatives in the first place. It's because we love them. It's because we want them to be healthy. It's because we don't want them to get the virus. And I think a lot of us, you know, forget to just say that. You know, we're not trying to go in and win a debate. We're not trying to win the argument or to shame them or to berate them. We're there because we love them. We're there because we care about their health and safety. So for starters, you know, anybody entering one of these conversations to just say that, I love you, I care about you, this is keeping me up at night. You know, it's okay to show some vulnerability. After that, you know, it's really important to listen, you know, just to be a good listener. If you ask people what their concerns are, their reasons might surprise you. We've heard a lot about ideological, identity, sort of political-based reasons that people don't want to get vaccinated, and there's plenty of that, but maybe it's something as simple as childcare. Maybe they can't get off work. Maybe they have a fear of needles. A huge portion of the country is afraid of needles. So ask, listen, right. And once you have an idea, tailor your message. Tell them there's a few different groups of kind of people that, you know, might be holding out against the vaccine. Think about where they're at. You know, if they're apathetic, consider bartering, offer a trade, offer a babysit kids, offer them a case of beer. There's nothing wrong with that. And if they're worried about the safety, consider a logical approach. Consider saying, look, it's going to be the vaccine or an infection. Which do you want to take your chances on? And if they're worried about it for some sort of political reason or something like that, it might help to say, well, this person who belongs to your sort of political group or social group actually says it's a really good thing. Yeah. So, you know, all those things are important to keep in mind.
And those two definitely go hand in hand, listening and then tailoring that message. You know, you can't really persuade someone unless you really know what that reason is that they're hesitant to be in the first place. And as you mentioned, sure. Speaking to behavioral scientists, they do group them into the unvaccinated set right now into three major groups. You know, the apathetic, those that it might just be an inconvenience or unnecessary given their circumstances, the skeptical of the medical science, and then the political, the ones that for political and ideological reasons don't want to get. Those are the hardest to reach as well. You know, you're going to have to try not to get into a debate, as you mentioned earlier. That'll just set you back even more and cause them to dig in more.
It's hard, you know, especially, you know, I'm a reporter. I like to debate people, you know, and I've definitely been guilty of that myself, where I find myself kind of pelting somebody with facts and figures and trying to convince them just through evidence. But the reality is they've got evidence too. I mean, it might not be factual. It might be getting it from some questionable source or something like that. But when you throw a lot of evidence, when you throw a lot of facts at people, they tend to put their guard up. And at this point, we're so far into the pandemic that they probably have a response ready. If you say, well, the CDC says it's safe, you know, it's easy to say, well, this other doctor that I trust or this other political figure that I trust says it's not safe. And then again, just going back to like thinking about which kind of groups or what you're talking to or what reasons people might have, you know, there's a lot of distrust of the healthcare system and healthcare institutions and pharmaceutical companies among minorities who've been, you know, historically abused, mistreated, and failed by some of these institutions. And, you know, I would never tell a person of color to just trust the government on their face. So again, like, it's weedy, but the most important thing, it can't say it enough, is to try to empathize and tell them that it's because you care.
And that's so important. I mean, you have to start from that place, you know, explain why you're even trying to talk to them about something. And when things get heated, you know, I like the way you put it in the article, de-escalation is key. You don't want to get to the point where you're fighting about this. Now, you're really just trying to help out. And sometimes that message won't be received, but getting into a big heated argument about something is not going to help anybody either.
It's true. And it's hard to resist. And again, like, I'll just say, like, I mean, I empathize with the people who are frustrated too. And sometimes it's okay to just scream about it, just in the, make sure it's in the right company, right? If you're having trouble convincing someone, you know, maybe consider talking to, you know, one of your vaccinated friends or something like that to vent your frustration so that you've kind of got that out of your system when you go in and try to persuade the relative or friend who's holding out again, you know. And, you know, like you said, it's really important to sort of avoid debate. De-escalate. If you sense things are getting tense, de-escalate. Yeah. Don't try, again, don't try to win the argument, and no one to walk away. Sometimes this takes repeated conversations. People are convinced over time with little bits of information. You're not a failure if you don't convince someone on your first try. In fact, that's totally normal, and it's totally worth coming back again and again, trying different things. Making it an ongoing conversation is really important too, because, you know, we have to accept certain realities here. You know, the situation is quite different than it was, say, in like February or March, when vaccinations started to open up to larger portions of the population beyond just the extremely vulnerable people, right? They're more widely available than ever. The Delta variant is looming. I mean, cases are rapidly rising right now. And the information about the safety and efficacy of the vaccines has never been clearer. So, like, the evidence is out there. You know, if people who are holding out against getting vaccinated, they can find the evidence at any major news organization, on the CDC website, whatever. People are dug in right now, and it's important to understand that. And their personal evidence, you know, every day that they don't get sick, their personal evidence that they don't need the vaccine is mounting too. So it's important to keep that in mind. No one to walk away. Know that it might take a few tries. And just, you know, in every conversation, remind the person why you're there. You love them. You care about them.
Derek Hawkins, reporter at The Washington Post. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.